Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for episode 27 of the O Woman Podcast. Today's topic is about names, family names, nicknames, and the meaning of your name. I've been thinking a lot about names and the meaning of names, like specific individual names, and then also family names and how family names go together in your own name. I've been thinking a lot about that lately, and I wanted to take the time to share with you the way I have formulated my name since getting married, and then also talk to you a little bit about just some of the different cultural ways that people name their children so that you have a better understanding of different options that are open to you. And then I also want to talk about nicknames and what we are called as nicknames by our friends, our families, our, you know, random people, our lovers, etc. And what that means to us and how that makes us feel, because nicknames really say a lot about us too, like what we enjoy being called. So I wanted to talk about all those things and the meaning of all those different names today. So, as I've mentioned before, I've recently gotten married, so about two and a half months ago, Jason and I got married, and I had to decide if I wanted to change my name completely or not change it at all and keep my quote-unquote maiden name or do some sort of different combination of naming. Now, let me explain why, to me, it was actually a decision I had to make. A lot of people think, of course I'm going to change my name. That's the way it goes. I'm going to do that, which is fine. That's your decision. It's your name. It has meaning for you, and you decide what to do with it. But I want to just take a moment to explain my reasoning about why I chose the last name that I now have and some of the different naming options that you really have. So different cultures, what they do for names, and just different ways that we're not always doing the same thing in the U.S. as we were, you know, 30, 40 years ago. There's a difference now in the way people choose their names when they get married, the way women specifically choose their names when they get married, but in some cases, men too. So, I knew in the very beginning, as I knew just when I was younger, that I didn't want to change my last name, or I didn't want to take away my original last name that I was given. So, and the argument there for me is twofold, I suppose. Partially, it's the name I was born with. It's the name my parents as a team chose to give me, and I like it, even though it's rather plain. My first and my middle and my last name are pretty much simple names, but they still have meaning for me, and I am the last one left on my dad's side, really, with that last name. And so that was part of that reason, is that family line doesn't continue after, if I were to change my name. And that, which isn't the case on my mom's side. My mom's maiden name, I have some cousins that still have that last name that are passing that on. But even beyond that, my mom's maiden name is really, really similar to my dad's. Like, just the ending is a little bit different. Like, for example, if it was Johnson and Johnston, it's like almost that similar. So my mom didn't have any issue changing her name because it was really very similar in the first place. And so she wasn't worried about that or concerned about what that would be for her. And she always said, well, I know who I am. It doesn't matter if I change my name. And I can fully understand that reasoning, and a lot of people feel that way. But for me personally, I also know who I am, but I don't like the idea of just following the patronymical naming system. So what that means is, names are given based on the father. The father's name determines the children's last name. Now, a lot of cultures do this, but not all cultures do this. So, for example, I recently actually gave a little presentation on this at my job. For example, many Hispanic cultures or Latino cultures, so most of South America, most of Central America, Mexico, and I believe Spain, give their children two last names. I have a friend that lives in Mexico, and this is exactly what she did with her child. She's American, but she's married to a Mexican man, and she lives in a big city in Mexico. And she followed that, you know, the Mexican naming pattern, and they passed on each of their names. So, for example, in the case of a Latino child, if their first name is Pedro, they'll have two last names, the first of which will be given to them from their father. It'll be their father's first last name. And then the child's second last name will be given to them from their mother's side, and it will be their mother's first last name. Which, in effect, means the mother and the father of the child have passed on their own paternal name to the kid. And the parent's own maternal name is, you know, just kept with them now, and it doesn't carry on. So that's still, to some degree, a patronymic naming system, because what gets passed on through the generations is the only one that survives through a few generations is the father's last name. But it still adds an extra family identity to the child's name, which is one really big reason why I decided to do what I did with my name. So I chose to keep my maiden name as my first family name, so my first last name. And I decided to add Jason's last name on the end of that, but I didn't hyphen, which is really confusing to a lot of people. And I know a lot of women, when they do two last names, they don't change their maiden name, they add another one. They hyphenate. And you'll see a lot of Latino people with hyphenated last names so that, you know, Americans can understand, hey, these are both my last names. Keep them together, please. Because a lot of people don't really understand that you could have two last names, because that's not what we generally do in the U.S. Now, generally, Latino last names, and in all the countries of origin where Latinos come from, there is no hyphenating of names. People there just understand that there's two last names, and you don't, you know, think one is a middle name or whatever. So they don't hyphenate. Hyphenating is a new thing that's come about through the Western world deciding that they can't really understand what to do with two last names. So sometimes when people immigrate, the immigration office, you know, here you have to hyphenate. Sometimes the people choose to hyphenate themselves so that Westerners understand that names go together. You know, it's very different. And names are way more complicated than you really think. And making my decision about my name was a little bit complicated too, because I wanted to talk to Jason and see what he thought, and I had told him way early on that I wasn't going to change my last name. And I think I told him early on that I was just going to keep my own maiden name and not do anything, you know, I hadn't had the idea at that point to do anything different. But then as I got to thinking about it, I really liked the idea of adding his name to the end of mine. It sort of looks as though I followed the Latino naming tradition, but I haven't, because the two last names I have now are mine and his, not, you know, my mom's and my dad's. But still, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, and I really wanted to include his. I already said that, but I really wanted to include his in some way, and the closer we got to the wedding, the more I realized that I wanted to have his family name included in mine, because to me, and to many, many people, most people around the world, names are your family identity. They're so wrapped up in your identity. And I wanted my name to somewhat reflect this partnership that I'm a part of with Jason, even though he didn't change his. We actually talked about that. I told him that that would be cool if he did that, you know, if he took my last name as his second last name, and he thought about it, but he didn't, and that's okay. It doesn't bother me that much. I thought it did for a while, like, hey, that's not fair, but he doesn't ask for much. He's not a demanding person. He's also not a traditionalist, but he just didn't want to do it. He wanted to keep his name the way it was, and I can understand that, because I almost never changed any aspect of my name, and the only reason I was probably open to doing it in the first place is through being indoctrinated my entire life that women are supposed to change their last names. So I was looking different places for ideas about how I wanted to do it, and I know that, in general, traditionally, in Latino countries, Hispanic countries, women don't change any of their names at all when they get married. They keep their name and their two last names, and they might add a day, blah, 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 his last name, to the end, which just means this woman, her name, of this new family. So of the Torres family. And I thought, I kind of like that. Do I want to do my last name, Jason's last name? But then I thought, well, I'm not Latino, and people are going to be like, what is this white woman doing with her name? And they're going to be all confused. So then I quickly abandoned that idea, and I realized that that wasn't going to be the best move, just for me and for writing it and stuff. So I settled on having my last name and his last name without the hyphen. I don't know why, I just didn't want to hyphenate it. It's pretty much the same as if I had hyphenated it, you know, it's just a space there, not a hyphen. And everyone that I, you know, talk to, like at work, when I changed, you know, they ask me what my name is now, and I tell them, and then I think they still forget, and they still either call me by my maiden last name, you know, which is okay, and I've said, that's okay if you want to keep just calling me that, but they also imagine that they should, you know, be hyphenating it when they write it, even though I mentioned, oh, it's this blank, you know, space, his last name, not a hyphen in the middle. But I understand it's hard for people to get used to, and part of my desire to stick with my idea of doing the two last names without a hyphen was because there are plenty of people in the world and in the U.S. that have two last names that shouldn't be hyphenated, and other people just don't have enough practice with them to know what to do, and a lot of the people who have two last names that shouldn't be hyphenated are Latinos, who generally aren't going to be able to, you know, say, excuse me, no, that's not the way my name goes, you know, in a really intense way without someone thinking, oh, they're just a really mad Mexican person. Jeez, they should just deal with it. You know, so I wanted to partially, honestly, stand up for people with alternative naming systems so that people in the U.S. can understand, you know, that it's not just one option. You don't have to just get married and change your last name to that of your husband's. And if you want to do that, do it. But at least know the options. And be respecting and understanding of other people's ideas of how to do their names. Like with mine, for example. Or in the case of a Latino person who has a different way of naming. And which also leads me to naming in other cultures. So throughout Africa, there are so many different naming traditions. Some of them, the child is named after the dad, like the child's middle name and last name are the dad's first name and last name, so they just have their own first name. And there are a couple other cultures in Africa that don't, well, there's many other cultures in Africa, but there are some that the child's last name is not that of the parents at all. The mother has a last name, it doesn't change. The dad has a last name, it doesn't change. And when their kids are born, all the kids have their own last name that might be different from the other kids, but it doesn't match the parents. Or all the kids might have the same last name as each other, but it's still not the same as the parents. And it sounds super confusing, but if you really take the time to look into that culture's naming system and you understand it, then it makes sense because it follows a pattern of that culture's and that language's identity of how to name, about what's important. And that's why I really liked the Latino naming system, because you have both sides of the family name represented, which to me implies a great respect for your lineage on both sides. And I really wanted to have that in my name, and I really wanted my kids to know that that's my name, so that they will always know the lineage. They'll always be able to understand the lineage. And it is my hope that, honestly, when my children get married, they choose to do that to their names. I mean, I think it would be fantastic if both men and women changed their name and maybe added on a second name of their partner to show that they're a new team and they're of both families. And, you know, who knows? But it's up to every individual person. It's definitely up to every individual person. Now, I'd also like to comment on actually going to change my name. So I read something online that helped me out, like a little cheat sheet for women who were going to have to get a new social security card and all that stuff. And I've sent the information out to some of my girlfriends who just got married or are going to get married, just so you know, because I feel like it would be so much easier to go through a name change process when so many, like almost half of the U.S. population changes their name at some point or another. Because, like, most people get married, most women change their last names to some degree. It seems like the process would be just so much more simple. You don't have to do it, go change your name in like 100 places. But there would be one place to change your name. It's ridiculous. But I was telling Jason about it, and he said, well, that would be just too easy, wouldn't it? And it would probably put lots of people out of a job that are supposed to be a cog in the wheel doing this and this and this. And I was like, well, You're right. So let me just say, like, the process. First, before you do anything else, if you're changing your last name or any aspect of your name for any reason, really, you need to go to the Social Security office and do it there first, because you're going to need your Social Security card. And in my case, because I'm changing my name because I was married, or because I am married, not was, you have to take your marriage license too to the Social Security office to show why you're changing your name. Now, I wonder, I think back and I think, what if I just really had a good reason to change, or I wanted to change my name for other reasons besides getting married? Like, I was born with a name that I dislike. Or in the case of, like, my uncle, when my uncle got married to his wife, they chose to go change their last names together to a new name. So, you know, for example, I guess that's related to doing it because you're getting married. But what would you do if you wanted to change your last name for other reasons? Because you need the marriage license to prove you want to change your last name because you got married. And so I'm just curious, how easy is it to change your name otherwise? Do you need, like, a written letter explaining your reasoning, and they say if it's valuable enough to change your name? Which to me doesn't seem fair. Your name is your name. You should be able to do with it as you please. Most people are not nonchalant, like, eh, whatever, about their name. And I don't see how anybody would really take advantage of changing their name. Like, do it for sneaky, criminal, weird reasons. Because you still need your driver's license when you go, and, you know, stuff like that. And there's still records of how your name was different before. So I don't know why it, you know, you would need documentation for really any reason to change your name. But whatever. So I went to the office, and it was actually really easy. And the shocking part was, so I pull out my marriage license, and I pull out my license to prove who I am. And he pulls up my file, and he says, okay, what do you want your name to be? And I was actually really surprised by his question. And very happy, like, it made me very happy, because I expected him to say, so will you be Mrs. Blank now? You know, just Jason's last name. But he didn't. He said, what do you want your name to be? And in the moment, I thought, my name can be anything? Can I make it be, like, Miss Crocodile? You know, I mean, I didn't actually think that, but it was exciting to realize that they weren't telling me how I should change my name. I expected to come up against more issue with, yes, I would like my name to be my maiden name plus his name with a space in the middle, no hyphen. But there wasn't any opposition. When maybe that was the individual person I had, or you know, I was just glad to know that the person at the Social Security office or agency or whatever was understanding of my name change. He didn't have anything to say. I kind of thought he might. And so that went through smoothly and great. And, so I have my Social Security card. It has my name on it. I didn't take my middle name out either. I have my first name, my middle name, and my two last names. And I love it. I'm really excited about it. So then I was planning to go to the driver's license, you know, office, the DMV, to get my new license. And that, the other day, was not a success. I tried to do it after work. It was very complicated. Trying to find the DMV in the town where I work, which is not where I live. And it was mostly my fault. I got the directions wrong, and I didn't bring all my materials, which was so frustrating. But apparently, ladies around the world that are, well, in the U.S., that are trying to change your last name, you would imagine that since you need your marriage license to get the Social Security card, you would imagine that your Social Security card and your current driver's license would be enough to go to the DMV, because you needed the marriage license to get the Social Security card. But no, it's not. You need your Social Security card and your license and your marriage license. So that's a big blow fest, needing all these materials for every institution. So that's my next step. And I've already been able to call a couple of my, you know, accounts, like credit card, whatever, bank, and change some things. But I've also noticed that there's such a difference in that too. So two of my credit cards, I called one of them. One of them was like, well, you need to go into a bank in person and fill out a form and blah, blah, blah. And then the other one said, okay, please answer this security question, and now you're in. Okay, what do you want your name to be? So it's just such a difference across the board in changing names, and it just doesn't make sense. It should be one blanket place you go, like maybe the Social Security office, and they inform all other whatevers, accounts, blah, 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 that you have, because I imagine everything is really linked to you anyway. They inform all of these accounts of your new name and that it is valid, because they're the Social Security office, they should know. And then that's it. I don't know why it's such an ordeal to change your name. It's so frustrating. So actually, I meant to talk more this episode about not just about your family names, last names, and, you know, all that stuff, especially related to name changing with marriage, but I've run out of time. So this is going to be part one of talking about names, and part two is going to deal more with nicknames and meaning, nicknames people call us, we call ourselves, things like that. Nicknames our lovers call us, you know, more personal, cute nicknames. So I want to talk about that and identity too. So I'm going to talk about that next time on part two of the names episode. But just to recap, you know, I really wanted to share this information partially because I want women to know that there are a lot of options when it comes to your name, and you should choose what you feel best reflects your identity as a person. So I personally didn't want to make my last name just Jason's because my identity as a person, to me personally, that felt that I was erasing my unmarried self, my independent, individual, strong-willed, individual human self, and I was replacing it with a new, slightly new person, who is still myself, but not the same to me, who is just different and had different priorities, and I didn't like that because I know that when you get married and you become in a part, you know, you become part of a partnership, you do have different priorities, of course. But I didn't want the idea of my history as myself to go away, and my family name, and all that goes with that family name. So that's why I decided to have both last names. So I just, this episode was especially about letting women know about the options that are open to them, and just to think, hey, what do I want to do? I don't have to change my name at all. I can do this. I can, you know, change my last name to his. I can, for example, if I really want to keep my maiden name, a lot of my friends have done this. They have added it to their middle name, so they have two middle names, or they have just dropped their middle name if they didn't feel that connected to their middle name, and taken their maiden name as their middle name. And that's a much older thing to do. You know, that's not just our generation now, my generation now, that's, you know, pre-30 doing that. That's a lot of people. And it's not just the younger generation that's thinking of new ideas for naming. But there's a lot more women now, I think, that are open to different, fresh ideas for making their identity clearest to the people that they meet, which is choosing your name the way you want it to be. So, thanks for listening again today to the O Woman Podcast. Love talking with you as always. Coming at you today from the truck, in the morning in the pre-dawn driving to work. So I just want to remind you to check out the website, owomanpodcast.com, and like us on Facebook, O Woman Podcast. Follow us on iTunes, O Woman Podcast. And if you have questions, comments, ideas for a show, send me a message on the website, leave a comment, send me a message on Facebook, any of those things. You can email me too, emma@owomanpodcast.com. Coming up pretty soon, I'm going to do a listener question show, which is really great. I've got some questions and comments and stuff, so we'll be able to do a listener show sometime in the next, who knows, few weeks, get everything compiled and do that. So really excited about that. As always, thank you for listening. I love talking to you guys, and I will talk to you tomorrow for part two of names and their meaning. Bye.